You're listening to a Get Abstract summary of Building a Culture of Learning at Work, an article by Adam Grant. Many organizations fall short of their goal to create a culture of continuous learning. To be successful, says renowned organizational psychologist and best-selling author Adam Grant, senior leadership must get comfortable with getting real. Management must talk openly and candidly about how they learn from their own mistakes, so their employees feel safe enough to do the same. Learning professionals and managers who want to get serious about building an honest, open, and dynamic company culture will benefit from Grant's cutting-edge research. The first takeaway is, employees need to feel psychologically safe before they can learn and grow. Before an organization can build a culture of learning, its managers must first create an environment where people feel safe enough to make mistakes without fear of repercussions. If people feel pressured to deliver on predefined results, they will stick to already existing processes rather than take the risk of trying something new. Yet, making your employees feel safe is not a one-time exercise. Psychological safety has to be continually reinforced through a feedback loop of openness and vulnerability between managers and employees. The second takeaway is, managers who effectively model vulnerability make their employees feel safe enough to undertake their own learning journeys. To promote psychological safety, organizations have traditionally asked their managers to invite regular employee feedback. Yet an experiment conducted by Adam Grant at several companies revealed that this approach fails to have a lasting impact on employee mindset. Some managers, for example, felt helpless to act on the feedback they received or became defensive, while others simply disregarded their team's advice. Soon, team members didn't feel safe enough to keep offering feedback. Grant and his researchers, however, tested another approach, one that produced more incremental but also more sustainable improvements. In this second group, the researchers had managers talk to their teams about how they had handled instances of constructive criticism in the past and how they were trying to be better managers in the present. By openly discussing some of their weaknesses, these managers normalized vulnerability, which made their employees more comfortable talking about their own shortcomings. This group of employees gave more helpful feedback than the first group, which, in turn, motivated managers to keep the lines of communication open. These teams became more comfortable sharing their learning journeys with each other. The third takeaway is, Melinda Gates read staff criticisms out loud, in real time, in front of staff, inspiring Foundation employees to work on their own shortcomings. When Grant stepped in to help the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation improve its learning culture, he took the experiment to the next level. To do this, Grant encouraged Melinda Gates and other senior executives to share some of the most unflattering employee reviews they had ever received. Melinda went first in the style of Jimmy Kimmel's Mean Tweet segment. Her staff compiled scathing criticisms from employee surveys, including one comment that used an expletive comparing her to Mary Poppins. She read the comments aloud on video, reacting in real time. The video was shown to a gathering of Foundation staff. A second group watched a video with Melinda explaining the kind of culture she wanted to create at the Foundation. The first group came away with a much stronger willingness to share their shortcomings and take steps to overcome them than the second group. Team members who witnessed their senior leaders being honest and vulnerable were more willing to open up about themselves. The fourth takeaway is, companies make progress when employees can experiment with new ways of doing things without fear of failure. When employees feel psychologically safe enough to innovate, to try and fail, companies can make real progress. If a team tries out a new approach and fails, learning from the failure and improving on the process may lead to better long-term results than sticking with routine best practices. Learning cultures want to encourage employees to stay curious and keep asking questions. They welcome experimentation by giving teams the benefit of the doubt when trying new ways of doing things. Amazon, for example, calls this the principle of disagree and commit. Don't make the team prove that their new idea will work. Let them make their best, good faith effort to succeed.